Hello, everyone, and welcome to Uncle Phil's podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Phil, and tonight we got a full house. All right, so our co-hosts are here, Victoria and Joey, the producer.
Hi.
And we also have Angelica.
Hi.
And we're going to make a phone call and bring somebody else in. Yes. We're busy tonight, that's for sure. Before we get started, though, I missed this last week. I wanted to play my TikTok of the week. Wait, this choreography is insane. They're dancing.
Okay, well, yesterday, Thomas showed us that video and said, I love this video or whatever. And Joey said, we need to go to your parents' house and show that to Uncle Phil because that has to be his TikTok of the week. That exact video.
No way.
Yeah, I swear to God.
That's funny.
Yeah.
You know him.
Yeah, it was. I
crazy.
Find it. This is called CDK Contemporary. And
it's a theater group. And you have to watch the YouTube video. Did you watch the YouTube video?
No.
You're going to bug. They do that dance, but on a YouTube video, so it's clear. You're going to bug out.
They're insane.
It is the best choreography I've ever seen, besides,
I can't believe it. Joey literally said, this is going to be Uncle Phil's TikTok video of the week.
Yeah.
So wait a second. He sent that video to me last week and said, Victoria, you got to teach me this in my house, in my basement. Yeah. He's like, I want to perform this at my son's wedding. I said, if you think...
Are you kidding?
If you think Thomas listens to this podcast, you're out of your mind.
No, but is she kidding though? Saying that out loud?
Hello? Thomas doesn't listen.
Hello, Joey's here.
It's his wedding.
I think we established that Joey's irrelevant.
It's Thomas's wedding.
All right.
But I was there's no way, imagine.
All right, let's get going to American Idol. All right, I don't know what you guys thought of this week. I'm going to let you know the first part of the episode was songs that make you dance, that make you want to dance. Nobody made me want to dance. This was not a good week.
No.
And I loved these singers. It just was not a good week for me. I was not enjoying them at all.
I agree. The performances were not entertaining at all.
Mm-hmm.
I can't believe he's not recapping yet.
Yeah. You got to get closer to the mics because I hear me really good and you guys are all a little lower.
Oh, okay. Well, why don't we just pass it back and forth, Joey? I feel like that'll be better. No, yeah. Sit back, get comfortable.
Yeah, get comfortable, Joey.
And then
come
we
on.
Can just, whenever we're talking, we'll all right. Just pass it back and forth.
First song of the night, Jack Blocker.
Let's go into
Joey,
it.
Joey, let's hear it.
So, Joey, you want me to hold it and pass it back and forth?
I just don't need to talk. It's okay.
What?
I'm good.
Louder.
Yeah, baby. Woo, baby. Now I'm gonna tell you, I love this song. I'm into this kind of music, and he was probably the best one of the group of the first half.
He was
what? The way Joey does that?
What?
This is so much more professional than real talk. Like the way he does the audio and
I know.
Lowers
he's the
and,
best producer.
How good is he?
What?
Yeah, he's the best producer.
I'm bugging out. Why doesn't he do this for real talk?
Nobody asked.
Yeah.
This is crazy. We need this.
I know.
We need to do what
we've trained him so well.
That way, we could input the clip and the way he lowers it and mm-hmm. it goes away.
I totally agree.
System. Wow, I like that.
Did you not think that I was going to make this the best it could be?
No,
I mean,
amazing.
I got the
weeks of torturing him, he should have it down pat.
That's amazing.
I wanted to know if I can expense YouTube Pro, so that way I don't have to get the ads.
It's okay. we're almost over for the year.
Oh, he doesn't want to give you the money. How much is it? Tell us how much it is right now.
Me and Joey were talking about it earlier. You somehow wind up paying for something. Always.
I always pay for
your
things.
Account on the bottom.
Can I just say, though, about Jack Blocker?
Mm-hmm.
Not even just his first performance of the night. Both of his performances, top notch. He was the best out of the whole group.
Was that the guy with the mouth?
Yep. Yes.
Horrific.
Love him.
Not good.
I hope he wins.
No, I don't agree. I like, the only one I like is that girl, Abby Carter.
She wouldn't even look at...
I like Abby Carter.
She wouldn't even look at Jack Block's second song because of his mouth.
It's $14 a month?
Yeah.
Well, he's saying long Tall Sally.
Yes.
I wrote, now that's how you perform. He is amazing. His energy and passion, you know, in his performance is amazing.
Well. He performed very well.
No matter what he sings, whether he was doing that wrong. And did you see the choices he made with the guitar? And then he did things. I actually felt like he was a true performer. I really did.
I actually felt like I couldn't wait for him to stop singing.
Really?
Yeah. I hated him.
How old is he?
Young. Too young for you. No, that's all you need to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. I really genuinely was asking because I just love, I think he's great.
You owe Joey $30. It really was $42. But what? You fed him tonight, so wait,
I didn't know you actually bought it.
I didn't actually buy it. I was saying, can I expense it?
Like, we have 2 weeks left. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. That's all I'm saying. It just doesn't make sense. All right, so I agree. I like this song. I think he did a good job on this one, but, you know.
Then he sang One and Only.
Well, that's the second part of the thing.
Oh, we're not going there.
Yeah, let's go. You got to go in order.
You could just do the person with their first song and their second song. That's what I'm saying. I like Victoria's way better.
All right, go ahead.
Just bada bing, bada boom.
It's just his notes aren't mapped out that way. But
all right, go ahead. I can figure it out.
Yeah. So you liked his second song also.
One and Only, literally in all caps I wrote. I love this song. So can I also say something? I found out two things while watching this. One, I love Adele songs way more than I thought I did.
Adele is amazing.
I mean, no, I always loved her. Let me preface with that. But I really loved every one of her songs. I love the different versions that they have.
All right, I want to hear him. Let me hear his second song.
Listen to this.
Why it's taking me so long to let my doubts go.
Ooh.
You're the only.
Yeah, his voice is good, but he's not our next American Idol.
All right, let's see what happens. So if you got to watch the Grease, not Grease. Oh, damn, I'm forgetting what I used to watch all the time.
Glee,
yeah.
Wow, Joey.
You got to hear how they do in Glee, how they do her songs, Adele's songs. Amazing. So, all right, I guess we'll go, Julia.
They should do a Glee night.
I mean, Glee nights are just boring from everybody else, right?
Glee
nights.
Yeah, but I like that.
I love Glee, so, but I'm not sure how that will work.
I'm just putting it out there. He's my pick. Jack Walker.
Well, right. I liked him last week.
You did.
I did like him last week.
All right, and Julia Gagon. Now, here's my problem with Julia. I love the song Rome. That was her first song. And complete lack of performing. She looked like a frumpy person, just like standing still with her shoulders hunched like this as she was walking around the stage and just not a good in the beginning. Mm-hmm. By the end of the song, she opened up her shoulders were back and she was really good. And that song should have been great, but it just wasn't.
She just didn't do it for me.
No, what a shame. Yeah,
I like that song, Rome, too, but it just...
The B-52s are just amazing.
Yeah, but she just didn't do it for me at all. In both of her performances, to be honest with you, she sang an Adele song called Set Fire to the Rain.
Yeah, love that song. She did a good job with it.
That was better than Rome. Mm-hmm. That was better than Rome, right. I will say that.
Joey, what are we going to hear first?
I'm having trouble finding both of them. Who's the person? Julia?
Julia.
Gagon?
Gagnon.
Gagnon?
Gagging on.
Just keep talking about something.
What? So Set Fire to the Rain, though, I will say, it started off slow, and then she did grow throughout the song, and she got bigger. I definitely like that better than Rome, but just not a huge fan.
And it was a shame, because those are songs she should have sang really well and performed them really well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, all right, you know, I guess we can just pass her by.
No, Joey is getting them, but can I just say, too... Let me know if you guys agree with me. Something that I think is lacking this year with American Idol is their performance factor. Like, when you're on this show, and if you want to be the next Katy Perry and Luke and Lana Richie, you need to have a performance, entertainment, and passion. When they start the songs, they're like, I dare you to let me go. Like, there's no... Like, I need to, like... You could cry.
Emmy actually said...
You just need star quality. That's all.
Yes.
Yeah. Emmy, and we'll get to Emmy later, but she was supposed to get off the piano, take the microphone, and finish the song. She didn't do it, and Katy Perry was like, what happened?
You never found the video?
That's the other girl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And she said, my nerves got the best of me.
Russell.
All right, Emmy, can Russell. We talk about Abby Carter?
All right, Abby Carter. Yes. First song she did was Light 'Em Up. Horrible.
Horrible song choice. But the second song,
Hello.
She did, yeah, and that was amazing.
Phenomenal. And if you look at my stories, I go, she just sealed going into the next round with that song.
I love the version that she did, and I'm a sucker for a piano. We all know this.
You are?
I love piano.
I love piano, too. I really do. It's like my favorite instrument.
Yeah.
Sorry, guys. Yeah, make it loud. Make it loud, Joey. What are you doing?
We just complimented him, and now we lost songs. He can't find them.
Between us and me.
Winner of American Idol.
Oh, I got the chills listening to her just now.
Star. That's a star.
That's the winner of American Idol. There's really zero competition.
No, Will Mosley.
She's got a few people that move out crazy. Who's that?
The guy with the beard, the heaviest set guy.
If she doesn't remember.
See, now, what's so fucked up about what you're doing is you know he's going to win because he shouldn't, and it's American Idol.
No, I love that voice.
And that's why you're saying
I love that.
Just so that you can say at the end, I said he was the winner.
Guys, what kind of voices do I like?
Raspy.
Mm-hmm. That is Will Mosley.
But it doesn't mean that he's going to win.
That's my pick.
No, it does because he's not supposed to win. And that's what America
That's
Idol
my
does.
Pick.
They're notorious.
And I think Abby Carter is going to come in second.
Can I hear a snippet of this
No.
guy?
No. Listen, here's the deal.
Yeah.
Angelica's going to be the runner-up this time. That's all.
Oh, I'll never come on this podcast again if you want to start calling me a runner-up on a show I don't watch.
Be nice.
I'm sorry. Let me
hear Will. We're all doing this podcast for you.
All right. Yeah, well, okay. You got them ready? Let's go. And tell me how not lay your ship back. See how with every piece of you. This is the voice. Don't underestimate the things that I would do. There's a fire starting in my heart. Come on now.
Okay, so you know who else could sing like that?
Me.
Probably everybody in this room. Like, literally, there takes zero talent to do that.
No. It takes a lot of talent to keep that to the whole song and not let your voice crack.
I don't know. I don't agree necessarily. I think he sounds pretty average. Like, I would never be blown away if I walked into a bar and he was singing, the lead singer of a band. I would never stop and go, oh my goodness, this guy should be a famous singer. Mm-hmm. He would be a bar singer.
I agree. Now, put it this way. If you compare him to Tristan Harper, the 15-year-old country boy, he blows him out of the water.
Oh, yeah. So she just likes all the young boys. She just likes all the young boys.
No. But I say that because he's also like a country rockish guy. So compared to him, there was no comparison. He blows him out of the water completely. But if you compare your Will Mosley to Abby Carter or Jack Blocker, bye.
All right. So basically we got Will, Jack, and Abby.
I like Abby too, so.
So do I. I think she's going to come in second.
My girl pick is Abby. My guy pick is Jack.
Mm. Okay.
Just because Tristan Harper was brought up, let's hear the comparison.
Yeah, dull. No, let's get him.
He should have went home this week. Can't bring myself to swim when I am drowning in this silence, baby. Let me in. Go
easy on me, baby. I was still a another bar singer.
Right. But if you put at least Will next to him, if you just had to compare those two, obviously you go with Will.
The older one?
The older one, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's how I feel. Like, because they're the same sound.
Right.
But if you put Will next to Abby Carter,
right.
Goodbye.
Yeah, exactly. Yes, I agree with that.
All right. So we got a couple people left. We got McKenna. Mm-hmm. Now, McKenna's second song was way better than the first song. Don't even bother with the first song. It was terrible.
Joey, please play.
Don't even
make
He said, don't
love.
Even bother.
Yeah.
Don't even bother.
No, the second song, though, was really her best song of the night. And of
Her
course,
Adele song.
Yeah, Hardell song. I didn't write it down.
Make You Feel My Love. I love that's one of my favorite songs. I love that song.
McKenna's on.
One of my favorite Adele songs.
McKenna's not on here.
Oh, okay.
If you type in, but why don't you just not do latest and like just and
it's an order of the weeks.
McKenna.
Yeah,
what
but
is
not
that?
Her most recent song.
Oh, all right.
All right. All right.
I love the song. I loved her performance, and I loved the
yeah,
they had the audience. With
it was
their
her best song of the night, and you know she hasn't been good since she got sick.
You think McKenna's was better than Abby Carter's?
Abby has gotten better and better as she went along. McKenna's gotten worse and worse.
Right.
Right. So.
I found a ripoff one.
The what?
Like a ripoff version of it.
But is it?
Hold you for a million years to make you feel mine. I know you haven't made up my mind.
You know what? You know what? Can I just say her voice never does it for me, but in this,
she
I'll
sounded
accept
good.
It. I'll accept it.
Yeah, she's
but
a great singer.
She's gonna go home next week.
Really?
McKenna?
Well, maybe
oh,
not
I
next
wanna
week. But.
Wait, what are you talking about? McKenna went home this week.
Oh, yes.
no way. So the girl who just sang that song goes home? And
Julia.
Who else?
Julia.
And Julia went home.
The girl you, yeah.
Oh, they both don't have their stuff posted.
Julia, the one, this one? With
yeah.
The dress?
Yeah.
yeah, dress. No. That was no bueno. All
right.
But I think that it should, I think McKenna should have stayed. I think Julia should have went home and that young cowboy.
Wow.
Harper.
All right. So let's go into the.
There's nobody watches the podcast. I don't know. What?
So the last person of the night was Emmy Russell, right?
Yeah.
Emmy is the granddaughter.
So two women and two cowboys.
Yeah. Well, no, there's three guys.
Who's the other?
Jack.
He's not a cowboy?
No.
I don't know what he is.
Well, what are the options?
No, Jack is like he's got a guitar, but he's not like a cowboy. He's almost like
So there's two cowboys, and one cowboy looks like the other non-cowboy because they look very similar.
No.
There's two cowboys and a young boy with a guitar.
Yeah, they don't look alike at all.
But the mouth guy and the young cowboy don't look alike.
Mm-hmm. No.
So
I have Emmy pulled.
There's three men left, and how many women? Three, two. Oh.
Are there seven
people?
Two. No, it's five. Five. Three guys. This is all Victoria Men that you can do podcasts about a show that nobody watches.
Three, five. Honestly, I'm convinced we all just do this because we like hanging out.
Yeah,
this
probably
is like great.
We had a great dinner.
We did. Great. I'm still digesting. It's three guys left, two girls.
Okay. All right. Okay. I get it.
All right. So now Emmy's, her first song was terrible. It was Shut Up and Dance, sung slow. It was terrible. And that's what I'm saying. These are songs that make you want to dance, and they were not making me want
to
dance.
Well, they tried to put a different twist on it. It just wasn't working.
But it can't be the theme.
I never
right?
heard.
You can't do that.
Shut Up and Dance with Me with the Piano.
No.
I was showing him the
yeah.
video.
Yeah.
All right, now the second song is, do you have that ready? Water
yeah.
Under the Bridge. No.
No, this is Emmy Russell. She stayed.
But not if you are so reckless. If you're gonna let me down gently. Don't pretend that you don't want me. Your loving water under the bridge.
No good.
So I think she's around because her.
I think you guys are forgetting that the top 10 of American Idol in these beginning seasons, season 2, 3, 4, 5 were all 10 were superstars. Your standards have gone so low with these past two seasons. Like, I can't even get over that these are the people that are in the top five.
No,
I actually can't even wrap my head around it, and it's actually starting to piss me off. Because it used to be such unbelievable people. Like, how are they going to choose?
Fantasia,
like,
Ruben Sutter.
All people. No, like, I'm talking about. No,
she might the
like
second turn.
I'm talking about the new age American Idol, but the beginning seasons, Five years ago. 10, the top 7, the top 5 were unreal talent.
You're talking about
these,
like,
sound like people that I am walking into a casual bar on a Saturday night and they're singing in the local band.
Yeah.
These are not superstars.
Yeah.
Aside from Abby Carter.
I disagree. I think that they made some bad song
choices. I think she's right. I think they're trying to make them appealing.
No, they're some bad song choices. That's the problem.
Maybe it's the song choices. Yeah. Maybe it is.
And I like the themes they used to have much better.
Like I said, where's the Disney night?
I don't know. I didn't see it.
So Disney night never happened this year?
Did you see Disney?
Isn't that coming up?
I don't know.
It's usually oh, my dad's calling.
Yes, we have to call him in.
Okay, so do I tell him, like...
Well, I'll call him right back.
Okay.
Yeah, because Joey's going to have to call on the phone.
I'm going to call you right back from a different number. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, it will be from my number. No, just leave your phone in.
Yeah.
Well, from your phone. All right, bye.
Jill, who was the girl who came out with that Victoria's Secret song? Jax. Remember her? She was great.
Yeah, she was fine.
What did everyone think of Meghan Trainor?
Love her.
Well, I'm a big fan of Meghan Trainor. I think she is... Me too. You know, you're going to find it's funny, but I think she's sexy.
Oh no.
Sexier than Katy Perry?
No.
Katy Perry is his top.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she puts out a lot of sexy music. Meghan Trainor.
I will say I love Meghan Trainor's sound.
Her sound is amazing.
Wow, we're so connected.
Wait, what happened to the song? Oh, we did it. No. We did it, all right.
Now we have a guest.
Will he hear us? Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Yes.
Hey, you're on the podcast.
Hey, Paul.
Hey, what's going on?
What's up?
It's me, Uncle Phil, Victoria, and Joey.
Hey, guys.
Okay, hi. So I have a question. Is this your first year watching?
Yes.
Okay. And now, who's your favorite?
I think, last night? McKenna. Last night, she was like my favorite McKenna.
See?
So I don't even feel like I want to watch it anymore.
Wow.
She went home.
She's gone.
Wait, the one who I just said... Oh, and I didn't
the smoky voice.
Yes, I love that voice.
Abby Carter's Hello blew it out of the water.
Mm-hmm. No, Abby Carter, I think, is the best one. I like Abby Carter. I think she's the best one on there.
So does your daughter.
Yeah, so do I.
Come on, Paul.
You know?
Come on, Paul. Will. You don't like Will?
The big
cowboy.
Yes, I like Will. I said if I was in a band, I'd like to be in a band. He'd be the singer.
What did I say?
When they pulled up Will's video and I said, Will is the guy that you're walking into a bar on a Saturday night and he's the lead singer of a band. He's not a celebrity superstar American Idol. He's the lead singer of a local band.
Exactly.
Maybe we could get him to go to Big Nose Kate's.
Wow, Dad, we're so in sync.
Thank you. That's great. But I'm not a big... I'm becoming more of a Blocker fan. I wasn't.
Yes.
There you go. Like Richie. Love Jack
Richie
Blocker.
I wasn't a fan of Blocker either.
Right.
All right. So Jack Blocker has gotten better. He's more comfortable.
But now, Paul, let me ask you, coming from somebody who has a lot of experience with bands and instruments. Now, Jack Blocker, don't you think he can, like, yesterday he sang two different genres. He did a little bit of that guitar with the rock, but then he sang that Adele song. He really pulled it off well. What'd you think of both different genres? He handles it great.
I actually didn't like it when he did Adele. I didn't. It wasn't my thing. I liked it when he had the guitar. He had electric guitar. I liked that.
Well, that performance was
that genre.
The best.
Long, tall Sally.
Who's that?
Yeah, I thought that was good. When he does those older type of songs like that and stuff. The Adele song, I mean, I'm not a big Adele fan, but I know she's great and all that, but it didn't knock me out. They were all bugging out over that performance. It didn't knock me out.
I just feel like all the song choices last night were bad. Just poor song choices.
Paul, do you think about it. They said the songs that make you want to dance, and they're singing, that they put Shut Up and Dance, and they made it a slow song. That, like, what is the thinking there behind?
Right. There was a couple songs, even with... What's the girl who's very quiet, very shy?
Emmy Russell.
Yeah. Like, the dance song, she sat behind the piano the whole night.
Yeah.
Dad, who was the girl that was shaking like a leaf that we watched that had the eating disorder? That was Emmy. Okay, so that's who I was talking about.
You're right.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking about Emmy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They said she was very shy.
Now, she's sweet as anything. She's probably, seems like a very nice person. I feel bad. I just don't think she belongs there now.
She's not. None of. I don't know if any of these people in the top five should be in the top five of American Idol. Well,
Abby Carter definitely. I mean, let's talk about the other girl. The girl from I don't know her name. From Maine. You know, she's wine girl. That's what Nicole calls.
Oh, Julia Gagnon.
Mm. Yes,
Gagnon. She went home. So think about that song. Rome is a great song, and she sang it.
No, she went home.
Yeah.
Oh, she went home with McKenna, right?
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, the girl in the pink dress?
Yeah.
No way, yeah. Dad. No. You're talking about the girl in the pink dress?
It was the shiny dress, the shiny dress.
That was a crazy performance.
I mean, she sang it with her shoulders slumped and with the microphone.
Guys, I'm starting to think, is that just her shoulder?
I don't even know. And you know me, I don't have great fashion or anything like that. Sometimes she wears out, but I'm like, they shouldn't have put that on her. She shouldn't have off the shoulder. I even know that.
Yeah, no, I love 100%. That. She is, but it also is mixed in with her zero stage presence.
Yep.
Yeah. But she has a good voice.
Because that's the thing. That's a good point. If I'm a performer, if I'm going to be like Beyonce, right? She could wear a black paper bag, but I'm still going to be interested in what she's doing because of her performance quality. I don't care what you're wearing on that stage. You better perform. And whether you're bedazzled or not, they're not giving it. I agree, Joe.
Well, right.
And you know what? Joe said it best. She said the top 10 used to be all stars and the top 7. There's not one person. I could pick the winner right now. It's right. Not like...
Like, Abby Carter is very good, but still, the rest of these people are not superstars.
You just said that you can pick the winner. We have three different people that...
No, but I'm saying you could pick who's really good. It used to be like, I don't know.
Three out of the five we picked.
That's what we're saying. They're all average. That's exactly what she's saying. Funny? That's her point.
This is my first year watching it, and I felt like a week, 2 weeks ago, whatever, when it was on, I felt like it was stacked with so much talent.
A lot of people
and
went now, home, right, Paul? A lot of people went home.
Dwindled down, and just Abby Carter is the only one.
Welcome,
stands out to me.
Welcome to American Idol, and welcome to why I stopped watching this show.
Do you think that American Idol? Because I don't know if it's the judges or probably the producers. Do you think they want this? They want.
No, I think honestly, I think it's just all set up prior. I think it's people. I think it's connections. I think it's contracts.
Stories.
I don't know. But also the week before, KB went out and I thought.
She was great.
Nicole's on now.
Yeah, she was
great. Nicole's on. She's Hi, even Nicole. More passionate about it.
I love KB.
You loved KB, Nicole?
Yeah.
I loved KB. Listen, Abby Carter is my favorite. But I really loved
it. It's the whole family.
I don't think she's going to win.
But she deserves to be there now.
She deserves to still be there. Like, Loretta, I don't know her name. The one. The
right.
One,
yeah. Emmy Russell is Loretta Lynn's granddaughter. That's Emmy why Russell. She's still there.
Oh, she's the one.
I know.
That's what I said.
That's, you know, that's
I said that. I said it's the granddaughter of the girl. What? And okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
What about the 15-year-old country singer?
I think he should have went home this week. He was terrible.
Yeah, I think he should have went home.
I agree. Not his best performance.
He should have went home before McKenna, right, Paul?
He's not far. He should be done now.
He should have went home before McKenna.
Yeah, absolutely. McKenna has star quality.
Did you see? I'm sorry. I got to just say this. He's saying, take it easy on me, baby. That one by Adele.
Yeah.
Did you see Luke Bryan's face?
No.
I can't sing, just FYI. But and I'm also losing my voice. But Luke Bryan's face was like this. He didn't know what to do. I think he was thinking, how did this kid get here?
Right, probably.
Yeah.
Well, he was entertaining. He was fun to watch. Yeah, he put a smile on your face.
He did the Elvis song a couple weeks ago that was really good, right? As the song, he did Trouble, the song that makes you want to dance. That's a fine song. He did okay. But he should have done a little less conversation.
Oh, a little less conversation, yeah. A little more action.
I mean, that at least that's an entertaining song. I don't know if he could have handled it, but...
Yeah,
but I just think he ran its course now. He's done. He should be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, there's a few of them that should just be done now, but, you know, they're not because they're not going to win. But
I don't know.
I think they don't even know who to vote off because I don't think any of them should win. So they're like, what are we doing at this point?
Well, Abby Carter.
I have
Abby
two Carter, winners. Yes. I really.
When you see from her first performance when she was
auditioning,
to now, like she's becoming, I feel like I'm watching a pop star performing on an award show, like when she sings.
Yes.
Like she's a professional.
Yep.
Yeah, I agree.
Abby Carter and Jock.
I felt like Blocker was like that too. She was very professional.
Yeah, yeah.
I really want Will to win. That's my pick. And
really,
yeah, I love that kind of voice. I think that
Phil likes the raspy voices.
So he average.
He don't have. He never sings a bad note. Will
never.
He's always so. It never flies. Never
exactly.
Soft. It's like
exactly. That's why I think he should win.
All right, we'll
but Abby has gotten better and better as it went along.
How
so.
About wait? How about that move Abby Carter did the other night when the mic fell out of the back of her dress and she swung it up, caught it, never missed a beat. Professional.
Yeah. Yeah, that was really good. They even made a comment about that.
You know, just kept going.
You're right, and it's those little things. It's so small, and that happens all the time. But if you can handle that professionally, can you imagine Julia trying to find the mic?
No.
Oh my goodness, it'd be a disaster.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll see.
Having said that, I think she has a tremendous voice, Julia.
She does.
I think that there was some song she did through the season.
She can outsing me, but she can't outsing Abby Carter.
There were songs that she did. There were weeks that she was the best singer of the group of the evening.
I don't know.
We
just
didn't talk about
him
because
wet mops.
All right.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I feel like now it is, but when I first was like I said a couple weeks ago, I was like, wow, I never watched your show, and there's so much talent. It's like really enjoy it. I'm enjoying it. It's good. But now I'm like, I don't. It's not knocking me out. I just think there's one clear-cut winner, and that's it. The other ones don't even belong there.
Yeah. All right. Well, I disagree. Like I said, I think that there's three of them here that could win. But we'll see what happens. All right?
All right.
And thanks for
love
calling.
Love you, Dad.
Thanks, guys.
Love you.
Nice talking to you. Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Love you.
Bye.
Anyway, thank you very much for coming on. I think we hit out all the notes. And, you know, if you guys get a chance to watch the TikTok, the CDK dance.
Yeah, well, we got to show you now the YouTube video.
I will watch that right after this is over.
Yes, we got to show him in the living room.
All righty.
Wait, that's it? That was so quick.
It's a half hour.
Did you want to see sexy Megan, hear sexy Megan Trainor
sing? Megan Trainor?
Let's hear it.
You gotta get him the YouTube Plus.
Well, I'll do that for next year.
She looks amazing.
I love her.
I'm telling you.
Oh, she looks the best she's ever looked.
Ozempic.
Wait, this song is sick too. Is this her new song?
Yeah.
I gotta download it right now.
Wait, I actually love her sound. I'm obsessed with her.
Wait, I'm obsessed with this. I'm obsessed.
You know what's crazy? Like, I always liked Meghan Trainor growing up, but like, I really like her. I never realized how much I really like her sound. That I always like went like loved her.
She said she tries to purposefully make all of her music sound the same.
Like, I love it.
It all has like a similar sound and a similar vibe.
It's like a '60s vibe.
Yeah,
you could tell. I could feel that. Like. My name is No.
Love.
Is No. Yeah, like it has all that.
All right, great. We covered everything. Anything else?
That's all I got. You know what? Go out and see The Heart of Rock and Roll. It's very, very important to get out there and see this show. It's phenomenal.
Did Lisa go see it yet?
No, they all want me to buy the tickets.
All right, so buy them for the 19th.
Yeah, I'm going to just buy the ask friends. Them. Well, I got to ask if they're available, right? So, it's just, I got to do everything.
Oh, okay. So do it. That's what it is. Being a leader.
Get out there and see the show.
All right, guys. I can't do this. It doesn't work. I'll bring the song over, so I have to put it in later.
All right. How do we sign off?
No, there's no. It's just Eric. Take care, everybody.
All right. Well, thank you for having us. And I'm so excited that Joe came on. This is
the best. Thank you. I want to say thank you very much to my niece.
Thank you. I had fun.